From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stephanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Listener, here's the news read by Steve. First, the headlines. Indonesian Olympic Committee thanks President Joko Widodo after SEA Games success. BRIN invites private sector to develop nuclear power plants. And here's the news in detail. Chairperson of Indonesian Olympic Committee Raja Sabdokto Hari thanked President Joko Widodo for motivating the Indonesian athletes, saying it helped the athletes successfully achieving their medal targets at SEA Games 2023 Cambodia. At the event, Indonesia managed to collect 87 gold, 80 silver, and 109 bronze medals, surpassing the medal targets set by the Youth and Sports Ministry and President Joko Widodo of 60 and 69 gold medals. The National Research and Innovation Agency is opening opportunities for private sector to cooperate with the agency to build nuclear power plants in Indonesia. As reported by Antara on Wednesday, the head of the agency's Nuclear Reactor Technology Research Center, Topan Setiadi Putra, stated that the lack of specific funding support to develop commercial and non-commercial nuclear power plants poses a challenge. The Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Cultural Affairs has reiterated the importance of collaboration for strengthening the healthcare architecture in ASEAN region. As reported by Antara, Assistant Deputy for Healthcare Services Improvement at the Ministry, Nia Riviani, on Wednesday said the 42nd ASEAN Summit highlighted four cooperation priorities. We should say priorities, including strengthening the healthcare architecture through the One Health approach. The One Health Initiative Declaration is one of the country's priority initiatives under the ASEAN Social and Cultural Pillar. Personnel from Indonesian National Army, United States Marine Corps, and Australian Defence Force are undergoing joint disaster mitigation training at ADF's headquarters at Robertson Barracks, Darwin, Australia, from May 15th until 27th, 2023. The training is a continuation of the Trilateral Crocodile Response 2023 exercise held by the National Disaster Mitigation Agencies of Indonesia Training and Education Center in Sentul last week. The United States and Palau agreed on Wednesday to renew a key strategic part of the U.S. efforts to shore up support among Pacific Island states to counter competition from China, even as President Joe Biden called off a historic stop in the region. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, both sides initiated a new Compact of Free Association Agreement, or COFA, in Palau after the United States reached a similar agreement with Micronesia on Monday. Singapore has told China that it hopes the country will restore the pre-pandemic visa-free arrangement and levels of flight connectivity. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong made these remarks to reporters at Singapore's embassy in Beijing Wednesday, as he wrapped up an official visit to China, his first since was appointed Deputy Prime Minister. His five-day trip to Shanghai and Beijing included meetings with China's Premier Li Qiang and Vice Premier Ding Zhexiang, among other senior officials. The Amnesty International has said that the number of executions recorded globally in 2022 was the highest in 5 years, as several Middle Eastern states ramped up the use of the death penalty. A total of 883 people are known to have been put to death across 20 countries, marking a rise of 53% compared to 2021, according to the group's annual review. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian Embassy in Astana appreciates the new interline flight service for the Bali-Seoul-Almaty-Kazakhstan route and the reverse route introduced by Garuda Indonesia Airlines. Indonesian Ambassador to Kazakhstan Muhammad Fazrul Rahman, through a press statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Astana on Saturday, said that the new service collaboration, which has started operating since May 15, 2023, was carried out within the framework of commemorating the 30th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Kazakhstan. Through the new interline route flight service, Ambassador Fazrul hopes that there will be an increase in tourism's visit, people-to-people contact, volume of trade, and investment between the two countries. Meanwhile, Garuda Indonesia's President Director Irfan Saputra said in a release that the interline flight service for the Bali-Seoul-Almaty route is the most competitive connecting flight options. Transit time among the flights can be made shorter without the need to provide a transit visa at Incheon Airport, South Korea. Irfan also assessed that the connectivities between the two countries would further enhance the good relation between Indonesia and Kazakhstan, and also cooperation from all aspects between the two countries, especially economic cooperation, which is Indonesia's priority in diplomatic work.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history on May 18th with the event in 1974 about Operation Smiling Buddha. Operation Smiling Buddha is a code name that refers to India's first nuclear test explosion. The test carried out at Pokhran on May 18th, 1974 was the first confirmed nuclear test by a country other than the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. This operation was kept secret by India. The Prime Minister at the time, Indira Gandhi, was not even present in Pokhran in order to keep the operation a secret until the last moment. Of the members of his cabinet, only his security advisor and private secretary were aware of this trial. We move to the next event in 1978 about International Museum Day. On 18th May 1978, International Museum Day was commemorated for the first time. The determination of this date is the contents of a resolution issued by the International Council of Museums in its 11th session held in Moscow from 18th to 29th May 1977. According to this resolution, the establishment of International Museum Day aims to attract more public attention to museum activities as a means of exchange and cultural enrichment, as well as understanding and peace among the peoples of the world. We end today in history with the event in 1981, the establishment of INKA. PT Industri Kereta Api, or PT INKA, is a state-owned company that was established on May 18, 1981 and started operating on August 29, 1981. PT Inka, as a state-owned company, continues to experience development, beginning with products in the form of economy class passenger trains and freight cars, now a modern railway manufacturing industry. PT Inka's existing business activities are now developing from producing basic products to producing high-value railway and transportation products and services. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today talks about the Indonesian government pays great attention to the energy transition. Presidential Chief of Staff Muldoko emphasized the government pays great attention to energy transition efforts, diverting the use of fossil-based energy sources to renewable and environmentally friendly energy sources. In an official statement quoted by Antara State News Agency on Wednesday, Muldoko said he was optimistic that Indonesia will become a leading country in terms of economic growth and emission reduction. According to Muldoko, this energy transition is not just an empty promise from the government. Muldoko said during Indonesia's presidency at the G20 in 2022, the green economy and energy transition were the main topics of discussion at important meetings. He also said several Indonesian government policies were also considered effective in reducing the rate of deforestation, including the implementation of the presidential instruction on postponement and evaluation of palm oil plantation permits. In addition, the Indonesian government is preparing to build a 30,000-hectare green industrial area in North Kalimantan province. Muldoko made the statement following the appreciation from the World Bank for the commitment and consistent efforts of the Indonesian government in transforming towards a green and sustainable economy. Previously, Muldoko received a visit by the head of World Bank representative for Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Satu Kahkonen, at Binagraha Building in Jakarta on Tuesday. On that occasion, Kahkonen appreciated Indonesia's consistent commitment and efforts in transforming into a green and sustainable economy. According to the results of World Bank research as outlined in Indonesia's Country Climate and Development Report, Indonesia's economic growth rate has consistently increased, but Indonesia's carbon emission rate has shown a downward trend. Indonesian government policies related to land restoration, preventing deforestation, improving land mapping, and establishing special institutions to manage land are also considered to have a significant impact on reducing carbon emissions. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Kamu, kangen terus sama kamu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to travel to Bangka Belitung, where you must visit the tourism village of Tari Rebo. This tourism village is located in Rebo Village, Sungai Liat District, Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung Province. It has a variety of interesting tourism attractions to visit. One of the highlights is Cemara Beach. This location was a former tin quarry and logging, but now it has been converted into an attractive tourism destination. Cemara Beach presents a natural charm that spoils the eyes with various rides ready to be enjoyed. The abundance of shells on this beach attracts both foreign tourists and local ones to look for shells. In looking for shells, they may dig and pull by using traditional wooden fishing gear, or commonly known as nyakar activities. Apart from Cemara Beach, there is also Takari Beach, which has white sand and neat rows of pine trees. This stretch of white sand and rows of pine trees make this beach a perfect recreation area to enjoy the cool breeze with beautiful stretches of sand and blue sea. In addition to the beauty of the beach, Tari Rebo Tourism Village also has one of tourist icons that must be visited, namely the Archipelago Pagoda. This pagoda is located in the hills of Rebo at an altitude of 356 meters above sea level. From this area, visitors can enjoy the beauty of Bangka panorama and the vast expanse of the sea. At this location, there are also several interesting spots that can be visited. One of them is the Glass Bridge, which is a favorite location for tourists to take selfies. The 15-meter high pagoda has become a symbol of diversity in Tari Rebo Tourism Village. Tari Rebo Tourism Village also has an attraction in terms of education, such as learning to harvest, named Kelulut Honey. There are also cultural attractions, one of which is Campak Dance as a welcoming dance. Tari Rebo Tourism Village has also been supported by the existence of homestays, a line of creative economic products, as well as tourism awareness groups, which are actively developing tourism and the creative economy in Rebo Tari Tourism Village. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sulit untuk ku bisa miliki hati. bahkan selama ini hadirku tak berharga untukmu. Yang terjadi kini ku hanya rumah persinggahanmu. Di saat kau terluka dan di saat semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja. Jadi tujuan saat hati terluka, aku yang jadi obatnya. Tanpa pernah kau hargai cinta dan kasih yang setulus ini.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, Friday news has come from Indonesian filmmakers, with a film entitled Jiwa Jaga Jawi has won the Gold Award at the 2023 International Tourism Film Festival Africa, or ITFFA. The International Tourism Film Festival Africa is one of the well-known film events that emphasizes the importance of tourism promotion both in Africa and around the world. International professionals from the fields of tourism, marketing, and the film industry as judges assess works based on several criteria, including impacts, creativity, sound, style, subject, storytelling, and target effectiveness. In this award, there are 378 films from 59 countries competing for the Gold Award. The film Jiwa Jaga Jawi tells about the stages of life, which are depicted on the reliefs of the Borobudur Temple as the universal book of human life. This relief illustrates the way of human life, which is not bound to one religion and belief, in the journey of seeking great peace in the historical culture of the land of Java. This film, produced by Wonderful Indonesia, directed by Ivan Handoyo, won a Gold Award at the 2023 ITFFA in the Tourism Destinations, Regional and International category. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, said that this award was a sign that the promotion of the tourism sector and the creative economy in Indonesia could become more global and amplified. In addition, this achievement is also expected to be a driving force for the improvement of the country's creative economy and tourism sector. Meanwhile, Deputy for Marketing at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nimade Ayu Martini, hopes that this award can encourage an increase in Indonesia's image on the global stage and increase foreign tourist visits to reach the target of 8 million visits this year. That's Michelani.
Harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Kalau aku ya ku kalah, cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's music corner presents a song from an Indonesian diva, Krisdayanti. She had changed her stage name from Krisdayanti to Krisdayanti, or usually called Kade. She is a pop singer, diva, and actress in Indonesia. She won the 1992 Asia Bagus International Singing Event, which made her name widely known. In 1995, Kade released her first album, entitled, which was quite successful. After that, she released another album in 1998. In this album, Kade participated as a record producer for the first time. One of the hit singles on this album is Menghitung Hari. This song was composed by Melly Goeslaw, an Indonesian songwriter and composer. Menghitung Hari tells the story of a woman who hopes that her love story will end if there's no sincerity from the man. Well, listener, let's go back into the past with a song by Krisdayanti with Menghitung Hari, which in English means counting the days. Check this one out.
Menghitung hari, detik demi detik, masaku nanti apakan ada jelang cerita kisah yang panjang menghitung hari. Padamkan saja kobar asmaramu, jika putih itu takkan ada yang aku minta, tulus hati.
Thank you.
Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Takdir aku hidup denganmu, pengertian cinta.
All right, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.